This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 31st. Well, there's a few things going on. First, China's PMI came out, and it declined for the second month in a row. And that has folks worried because it's well under 50. And anytime it's under 50, that signals a contraction. And this is China's official PMI. So the Chinese government is basically admitting their economies, especially on the manufacturing side, is in trouble. So that's one concern, and that's why commodity prices are down 30% in the past year, because we're waiting for China to rejoin the world economy, and they don't seem to be gearing up. And that also obviously what has been weighing on crude oil prices, because, you know, in America, we have our inventories very low of refined product and crude oil. But it's the perception of Chinese demand that's putting downward pressure on crude oil prices. Now, we have an OPEC meeting on the weekend, OPEC Plus, and we'll see what's going to happen. The other thing that's weighing on the market is Larry Fink, who is the chief executive officer of BlackRock, basically wins today's Poophead Award. He said, quote unquote, during a financial services contract hosted by Deutsche Bank, he said, quote unquote, "The Fed is not finished. Inflation is still too strong, too sticky." And he basically went on to imply that the Fed may have to raise rates 3 or 4 more times. Now, BlackRock is in the bond business, and their bond products have a lot of inflows. So by saying that, he might have just stimulated his bond business. But I think that was extremely irresponsible of Larry Fink. And again, he's going to get my Poophead Award. I don't think I've seen anything this irresponsible in a long time. So Larry Fink is a jerk, and he did the market a disservice today. Otherwise, the main thing that is also on Wall Street's mind is the debt ceiling. And as you may know, there's a vocal minority on the Republican side that doesn't want to vote for the bill because they don't like there's not enough spending cuts, etc. So, but on the Democratic side, they're going to vote for the bill. So the bill's going to pass tomorrow. Okay, so don't worry about everybody trying to score their political points. Okay, the bill's going to pass. The deficit is going to be lifted, and all that chaos will stop. Okay. In the meantime, we've got all the employment data that's going to be coming out this week, okay? We got to keep a good eye on that. And the main thing to do is just let the data come out. I think the OPEC meeting on the weekend is probably the most pivotal, and I want to see what Saudi Arabia is going to do. Saudi Arabia seems to be very upset with Russia because Russia did dump a lot of oil onto world markets, okay? So we shall see. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give this quick update. Hang in there, folks. I know you don't like the market's daily gyrations. They are taking profits in the AI stocks that spiked yesterday. So don't worry about that. That's just normal backing and filling. If you see a stock take off, it usually has to get back a third to two-thirds of the gain. Okay? So that's all that's happening today with the hot AI stocks, which are NVIDIA, Supermicrocomputer, etc. So that's it. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.